The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now with me in studio, a man lots of you will know well if you're fans of The Apprentice, into its 19th season. I couldn't believe it. Anyway, Jordan Dargan, only 22 years old, the youngest contestant on the show this year. He made it to the final three and bagged Alan Sugar's phone number to boot. Jordan, listen, thanks a million for coming into us. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you for having me.
So why did you decide to apply to go on the show?
I went on for his mentorship. You know, this is a dream of mine that I've wanted to do since I was 7 years old. I always said to my mom, I'm going to get on that show. And one night I was watching it with some housemates in London, and we were pretending we were interviewing and reenacting it. And they said, mate, you need to apply for that. I was like, you think I could do it? I was like, yeah. And I went and I applied, and the rest is history. Here I am.
So what was it, say when you were 7 years old and you started telling your mum, I'm going to be on that show. What was it about the show or Alan Sugar that you responded to?
I wanted to wear a suit. I didn't want a suit. Yeah. So I wanted to wear a suit. I wanted to walk into the boardroom. I just thought it was hilarious. I loved it. The whole, everything about it was just, it drew me in, and I just got hooked from the minute I saw my first episode.
And what was the experience like? Did it match what you imagined it would be?
I would say that the only thing that didn't was the TV element of it, because TV takes ages. For anyone who watches the show, what you see in 5 seconds probably took us an hour to film. You know,
yes.
So much.
I've heard
goes
this.
Into
this is
it.
The famous, you know, the car will be there in 20 minutes, but actually it takes an absolute age to get
ready. I want to set the record straight. We do have 20 minutes to get ready.
Okay.
But then after that, you have to get mic'd up and the cameras have to get in there. So there's probably a buffer of like 40 minutes where we're getting mic'd up and everything. But the initial. You do have 20 minutes.
You do. It is a rush to get ready, but then...
That's a News Talk exclusive.
All right, okay. Anybody who suggests otherwise, you're wrong, according to Jordan. What about the finished product when you've been watching it back? You know, what I'm always fascinated by, and not just The Apprentice, this is true of lots of shows, is, you know, when Alan Sugar is talking to you, it might kind of cut to your face and you'll glance to the left or right. You might give someone the side eye. I often wonder, was Jordan really giving that person the side eye, or was that from a conversation 20 minutes ago?
Yeah, there's a few exact scenarios happened. There's been a few angry texts in the WhatsApp group. It's a TV show, you know, there's entertainment. Yeah. I do think at times it is edited for comedic purposes. We know what we're signing up for, you know, but listen, I had some nice suits on there. I was looking good. I was strutting my stuff. And I think at the beginning, it was very much, if you say nothing silly, they can't edit anything silly. But the more you get into it, you realize if you don't say anything like that, you don't get airtime, you know. So more time, they will show your worst moments. They'll show when you've messed up over. Some people didn't get much airtime, but it's because they weren't really saying anything TV worthy.
You got to take a risk. No reward without risk, I guess.
Exactly. It doesn't mean it's going to be something bad. It just needs to be TV worthy. You know, they only have an hour. They've got 100 hours of footage to condense, you know, so they have to take the best bits.
How much difficulty is presented by being in a room with so many strong personalities? Because I guess everybody who applies for the show has a relatively strong personality.
Yeah. Look, I had the gift of the gab in there, which definitely helped, the Irish charm. But I did feel like, week one, it was a big shock to the system. You had some strong personalities who, quite honestly, I didn't have my voice really. I lost it, and I kind of, it took me probably another 2 weeks to really get into my groove and get into it. But
probably a bit of an age thing there as well, though. You know, you're relatively young compared to some of them in the group. Yeah. Like, that's going to be a factor.
It can be overpowering. You know, I was the underdog in there. I think a lot of them just said, like, essentially, shut up, kid. The adults are talking. And then as it went on, they saw that actually, you know, he knows his stuff. And I got to speak a bit more. And that's the beauty of it. I came on each week in the process. And by the end of it, I actually said, I went in a boy, came out a man.
So what lessons did you learn on it?
I'd say in the show, it was coming into my own, you know, my voice, gaining my voice and in public speaking or in a group, being able to make myself heard. But outside, it was not caring what people thought about me. You know,
really?
I had so much negativity, so much internet trolls, a lot of racism and crap just on the internet. So learning to push all that away and just, you have your own internal monologue.
Well, was that a difficult lesson to learn? Was there a period of time where all of that crap, as you called it, was coming your way, where it was weighing on you?
I think it was difficult when it was the Irish people at first. I had a lot of Irish people who just weren't showing me. Probably just Yvonne is another Irish contestant. She was getting a lot of support, love. I didn't feel I was getting that. But as it's gone on, like now it's been amazing. I'm having Irish businesses reaching out, the likes of Louis Copeland, and saying like, we'll get you a few suits. He's been great. You know, I'm a young lad. So for me to be taken serious, I'm trying to, you know, wearing a good suit helps me feel confident. So things like that. And having all the fans reaching out, saying I'm changing their perception of business, wanting them to start. It's been amazing. So great support now. But at the start, it was definitely.
Yeah. So we've all been watching it over the last little while, but I mean it's longer since you've wrapped up the experience. Well, what have you been up to since, or what are the plans?
For me, I'm 22 now, so I'm very much figuring out life. I like to say I'm at an age of earning, of learning and not earning. So I'm obviously still running the business. I've also set up, that's Rendify Studios. I've set up Tap, which is a digital business card, tap.ie. And I'm also training as an actor in the Lear. So,
are you?
That's been pretty fun, yeah.
All right, what's the ambition in that regard? Stage, screen?
Screen, definitely screen. I liked the camera after the show, so I said, let me...
Yeah, how have you found it, the acting?
Oh, it's been amazing, I think. It's therapeutic for me. You know, I've there's so many different areas of my life where I think I've experienced trauma, or I haven't really been fully in tune with those emotions, and acting just gives you that outlet to experience it. So it's almost like therapy and art at the same time, and I love it.
Well, listen, we wish you the best of luck with all of it, with tap.ie or with Rendify. We'll wait to find to see your name up in the lights of Broadway or whatever
I'll
it happens
be back
to
after
be.
I get my first Oscar, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. First interview here, all right?
That's it.
You've said it now, Jordan.
Yeah,
it's
locked in. It's locked
right.
in.
Jordan Dargan, who came third in The Apprentice this year. Jordan, it's been a real pleasure. Thanks a million
Likewise.
For popping
Thank
in
you
to
for
us.
Having me.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.